People are not conscious, in any direct sense, of frequencies in sound and light. Yet, without differences in frequency, there could be no speech or music, nor would there be any variations of color. Healy is a certified combination of innovation and technology that uses individually determined frequencies to stimulate specific areas of the body. Through regular use of the selected frequency, the Healy can support restoring your cell membrane tension to a natural level. Each frequency application is clearly displayed in the Healy app. Just select the one that you want and feel it. The Healy is not intended to cure, treat, or prevent disease, but rather to support energetic balance and enhance recovery, vitality, and well-being.
Hello and good evening, everyone, and welcome to the live edition of Cosmic Insight. I am your co-creator, Hillis Pugh, along with Megan Del Prado. Oh, I'm sorry. Wait, I said it wrong. Megan Del Priya.
Del Priora.
Del Priora. Ah!
That's been a lifelong thing. I'm used to that.
Yes. And so the reason why she is here with us tonight, because Rebecca is not feeling well this evening. So everyone who is watching, send her some love and amazing energy. Because, you know, as we know, last night was, or the early this morning was the lunar eclipse with the full moon. Right, a lot. So we'll get into that a little bit later to discuss, you know, what happened. But to start off the show, just have a few announcements to make. So I want to say thank you to everyone that has been a big supporter of the show. We greatly appreciate you guys so, so much in supporting us and in helping us and doing all these wonderful, wonderful things to help keep us going and growing. And if you like what we're doing, if you like what we're saying, just continue to support us, and there is a donation link. You can either use the PayPal or the Podbean to submit a donation there for us. So thank you for that. One more announcement I would like to make is that if you guys have been following me on my social media, I've been posting about this light activation and transformation class. And so I'm super excited that I have did one last week, doing one more tomorrow, and there's still room, you guys. So if you guys want to sign up for the light activation class, and what it is that it's not just light activation, but it's also soul retrieval as well, to really bring in and call in those energies to activate your light body, your crystalline body, to really step into who we are as we move through 3D into 4 and 5D energy. So this class will really help to serve you on that way. And for more information, details, and to register, just go to wellset.co, find me, visit the link there that you see popping up here, and we are ready to get it going. Megan, what do you have going on?
So my main thing coming up, continuing to build Ritual Smoke, which is my business combo, herbalism, nutrition. And there is a website, ritualsmokehealingcollective.com. It's still working, and we're going to have a store eventually put up with all my herbal tinctures and teas and baths and Florida waters. Yeah. You know, this has been a long time in the making, but I've just been letting it like nicely unfold. And then also, I've accepted a position working at a retreat center in New Hampshire called Pachamama Sanctuary. It's pachamamaretreats.org, which is an ayahuasca sanctuary in New Hampshire. And so I'll be there helping run things, get things organized, assisting in ceremonies. And so I would love to host y'all and work with y'all if that's something that calls.
I'll be there.
Yeah. Doing their stat.
I'll be there. And just another announcement real quick. So thank you, Indigo, for coming back. We missed you last week. So Patty did a good job filling in for you. And I'm happy to see that you are well and happy to see that you're much better. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in and watching this now. Or if you're watching it later, doesn't matter. You watch it when spirit calls you. But tonight is all about gratitude. Because Thanksgiving is next week, right?
Next Thursday?
Yeah, I think so, yeah. See, you know, when ever since I've been back for my whole medicine journey, time is like,
you know, what's time?
Exactly. But, you know, and the reason why gratitude is so near and dear to my heart is because, I don't know if you know this, Megan, but this is how I started my journey, my spiritual path was in the energy of gratitude.
I did not know that.
Yeah. So I'm going to do the best I can to summarize this story. And you know, as I seem to get older, the story does get shorter and shorter because, you know, there's a point where you get tired of telling the same story.
But gratitude, so, that's one worth telling.
Yeah, this is true. I mean, it's the birth, right? I mean, a mother never gets tired of telling the story of the birth of her child, right?
Yeah. Never that.
But, you know, in my inception into all of this, it really hit home in 2008 of the Thanksgiving year, because it was literally on Thanksgiving 2008 where everything like really came to a head for me. Because the year prior to that, you know, all of 2008, part of 2007, you know, I lost my job. I was laid off. Relationship ended. And I was like trying to find my way, find my path. And it was in the vein of gratitude that it was on gratitude, Thanksgiving of 2008, where I literally got up, because at the time I was spending the night at my family's house, because every Thanksgiving I would go there the day before Thanksgiving, make all the desserts, cakes, pies, whatever. And then I would be up till maybe like 12, 1 o'clock in the morning, just making all kind of crazy desserts, because that's what my grandmother loved. So I would make desserts for her. But anyway, I get up Thanksgiving morning, everyone is still asleep. And I'm just thinking, like, this has really been a really good year, because if it wasn't for my friends, if it wasn't for my family, I wouldn't have made it, you know, financially and just the emotional support. It was really eye-opening. And so what I did in that moment was I sent out an email to all my friends, all my family, just thanking them for their love and support in that year. And it rolled into me sending out weekly emails and turned into a blog that turned into a book that just catapulted me to where I am now of just really being of service. So this is why, you know, when I speak of gratitude, I speak of it, you know, from a different place, not saying that anyone else hasn't had an experience, but that's, you know, my story. That's how I relate to the energy of gratitude. And so with that, it just really helps me to see the depths of it even more because of how it hit home, you know, and I've been on the path ever since.
You know, there's something that will always be in our spiritual paths. There's something that will always be kind of poignant about that start point, right? So I love that for you. It was something that takes many people a really long time to arrive at.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that's with anything, because, you know, if you're, you know, watching this and you're super spiritual or not spiritual at all, well, you don't have to be spiritual to find the energy of gratitude. But when you're on your path, there are certain things that just keep hitting you over the head. It's like, are you going to finally get to learn the lesson?
Yeah.
Are you finally going to understand the lesson? It's like, are you finally going to get it now? And then the little, you know, raindrop of water turns into a pebble that turns it eventually into a boulder. I'm like, here. Are you getting it now? Unfortunately, right? Unfortunately, I didn't have to get that far with me with that particular lesson. But, you know, other lessons, yeah, I'm not going to get into those. Heck, I can't even remember them right now.
I had a mentor when I first started, Nadia, who was, when I look back, like, leaps and bounds beyond what I was really ready for, you know, and she was giving me the keys of Solomon, things that I had no like understanding of the potency of yet. And I had come to her once and everything was just kind of like a mess. It was a similar thing, but not in the gratitude space yet. You know, I had lost my partner and I was broke and everything was like this, just seemed like a mess, you know? And I had asked her like, what is it? Like, what's the key? You know, like, what am I missing? And she had said abundance mindset, but then went further to say, when I say abundance, I mean, look at the abundance that is already around you. You know, you have a home, you have a hot shower. I guarantee you right now you have a fridge full of food for you to eat. Like, you are vastly abundant. And that was, for me, my beginning with like, oh, gratitude. Okay. Like, I am incredibly abundant. I may not have thousands of dollars stacked up, but these basics in and of themselves put us so much further ahead of so much of the world, just appreciating them.
Yeah, I like that you pointed that out because, you know, living in America, living in the Western civilization, and part of the Eastern civilization as well, you know, there are these things that we typically take for granted. And, you know, when I teach about this, a lot of people ask me, well, you know, when you have all this stuff, how can you not take it for granted? Well, that's because when you have to pause in the moment, you know, because you have to remember what got you there. You know, what was the energy that got you there? Because earlier today, you know, I was talking to this tech company, you know, where they help, you know, Blacks and Latinos understand the technology, help them get a leg up and really understand, you know, the tech stuff, you know? And so it was in that energy that it helped me to remember that, yeah, you know, gratitude was the point for me, but, you know, remembering how I got here, you know, remembering that foundation, because gratitude is the foundation for many things, you know, and as we move forward, we tend to forget that.
It's so easy because we're just, I mean, with love, we are just drenched in privilege, you know? And so it's so easy to forget. And that's one thing that I'm very grateful for about my path now. And a lot of people would probably find it annoying, but like I spend a lot of time praying. I pray for every meal. When I get in the shower, I pray for that hot water. Like I pray for my cacao every morning because I'm just so grateful that like I have all of these things that I get to like utilize in my life and have just so freely. It's magic for real.
Yeah, it really is magic because, you know, I like that you said that you pray in the shower and you do all these things. And, you know, sometimes, you know, people hear that word and it's very off-putting. But what I like to do, you know, is in a similar way. You know, it's a very condensed version, just two words. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
I mean, it's power in that, you know, and whether if you're saying it to yourself or out loud, you know, thank you for this shower. Thank you for this hot meal. That's it. That's all you do.
When I lay my head down at night, you know, I say that. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Wow. I have a bed. I have a heated blanket.
Yeah. Don't need one of those in Florida.
Yeah, no, I'm definitely, you know, I'm very thankful because I get in my bed with my heated blanket and going to spend time in New Hampshire. That's coming. But then I also have my hot water bottle. Like I make it like I'm snug. I'm snug in a bug in a rug in that bed. And I'm grateful because, wow, how many people don't have that?
I love it. I love it. Yeah. And the thing is, so the power in the words, thank you, is the intention, you know. Yeah. We can say thank you and not mean it, you know, and that's when we step into the energy of the attention of having appreciation. And one thing that I want to be clear here is the difference, because I didn't learn this until later on in my path and journey. You know, when we say gratitude is the first step into that energy of of appreciation, of saying thank you for this food, thank you for this hot water, thank you for this, thank you for that, whatever it is. And part of my personal practice was having a thank you rampage, where I would get up in the shower every morning and just say thank you for everything that I have. But as a, right, it's like a really good practice. So you guys, you have to have a thank you rampage at least once a week, you know, in your shower.
Seriously. I love the way you phrase that, a thank you rampage. Like, just, I almost want to, I envision you like the Fool card in tarot on the edge of a cliff, just like, thank you, screaming into the ethers. That's got to be part of a retreat. We'll add that in.
Yeah, I mean, look, and you can't do it unless I'm there. It's copyrighted. No.
Oh, no. You're leading it. I would never. No.
No, but what I learned in addition to that, so when we have the energy of appreciation, because, you know, appreciation is a little bit higher up on the vibration. It's closer to the energy of love and joy. Not saying that grateful is any less, but it's just that step along the way. So I want you and everyone who's watching right now to say to themselves or out loud, I am grateful.
I am grateful.
Now you see how that feels? That's very soothing, very peaceful, very calming. But when you say something like, I appreciate myself.
I appreciate myself.
Yeah, you feel the different vibration in that when you say the word appreciate?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, there's like that uptick in that vibration. Mm-hmm. So when I speak of gratitude, I speak of it, you know, as the first step, but as everyone is on their journey, they all have to find it on their own. And so this way, when I plant the seed of how that vibration feels, it's like, I want to get to that space. And so we all can get there, you know?
Yeah, and what I love about that reframing of the sensation, appreciation, like the difference between what I just felt was appreciation felt like it had a little more ownership. And like you said, there was like an emotion that came with it. And yeah. So actually, because I was visiting Rebecca recently, she let me borrow a book by Dr. Joe Dispenza, Breaking the Habit of Being Yourself. And so in that book, I'm loving it. What he's talking about, right, is like the feeling of the sensation is how we truly access the quantum realm. Like we can say like, oh, I am grateful for some food. But when we can say that and also then feel it, then we become powerful attractors. So I like the difference between like what you just exerted there, like, I am grateful, but I appreciate. They definitely feel different.
Yeah. Not saying that the energy of gratitude or being grateful is generic.
No.
And appreciation isn't. It's just, you know, there's a more of a warmth to it, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I just want to take this moment here to connect with Jermaine Lewis. So Jermaine, thank you for your question. We will, if you are on long enough, we will be able to answer that question for you when we get to the spirit question portion night of the show. So thank you for jumping the gun and really initializing this for us. So we do appreciate that. So yeah, and you know, since we are moving into this space of transition, what I want to talk about now is, you know, what, you know, bought the house down on Rebecca, figuratively. You know, so those who know, those who are in tune, you know, there was this full moon lunar eclipse this morning. So the full moon started, I think, at maybe 5-6 o'clock in the evening yesterday. Or did it start this morning?
I believe they were both pretty closely overlapped in the morning.
Yeah, and then the full moon started about 1 a.m., 1:30, and then it went on to like about almost 6 this morning. So the longest partial lunar eclipse. So what does that mean? It means a lot of energy came in and we all got pushed on our butts big time.
Yeah, what I was thinking when you were saying I appreciate, because this is what was coming up for me, was like, I appreciate my anger. That's what was here for me today. And in sitting with all like that divine discomfort. Like there was so much learning in that earlier today.
Oh, I loved how you said that, divine discomfort.
Yeah.
You should write a book about that, that just that phrase, divine discomfort. Yeah. You know, because there's a lot in that, you know, and when you say that, it took me back to my month of doing plant medicine.
Yeah.
Because, you know, without the space of discomfort, there is no expansion. There's no growth. I mean, if we all, you know, were in a space of comfort, living in our lavish homes that we've manifested because we appreciate what we have presently, you know, there would be no discomfort in any of that. So yeah, that's magical.
Yeah, it's a real conundrum because, like, man, like getting put through the ringer, especially on a spiritual path, it's full of divine discomfort. It's constant. And, but man, that's where all the growth comes from. In fact, my gratitude prayer that I say for everything, I recently added, like, thank you for pain is grace. And thank you for fear is a fervent teacher, because those things, those moments of pain and fear, like that, those have been some of my biggest lessons on where I actually need to do my work.
Yeah, and it seems like, you know, with a lot of people that I've known, you know, friends and clients alike, you know, not only just with the most recent energy of the full moon lunar eclipse, but in the past like couple of years, people have been in the space of anxiety and fear through all these energetic shifts and changes. Yeah. And one of the things that was brought to mind is that, you know, when we step into the energy of gratitude, you know, some people wander there, some people fall there, some people, you know, go there on purpose. But it's not until we reach the lowest point or what we think or feel is our lowest point. You know, one of the most humble people that I've met, not in person yet, but hopefully soon, Neil Donald Walsh, and the show that we did with him last week, it was really interesting because we've talked to him 3 times now on the show. And, you know, he talks about the energy of gratitude because he too was at his lowest point. And this is how he started his books and his conversations with God. Mm. It's because that he had those moments of like, man, you know, when is my life going to get better? Man, when is this going to happen? And so when you're at that point, you keep asking these questions, you know, and so it gets to a point where, of course, source God energy is going to have to answer you, but you have to be in a receptive mode.
Yeah, absolutely. And also, I think I know that I fell victim to sort of a space that like I kept thinking that I was going to reach this point, right, where painfulness or harder lessons kind of stopped. And I was going to be like, I'm there. And like, it just never comes, right? Because like, that's what this 3D existence is. It's challenges. It is painful. It's so many gorgeous things as well. But I think that, like you said earlier, like, I don't know if spirit wants us to get too comfortable lest we stop evolving. And so it has to be full of this, like, this stuff.
You know, it's funny you say that because I haven't written anything in a while, but I find it so amusing, you know, of the people, of the poets or the artists in general, the creatives. And when the creatives are happy, there's nothing to write about. You know, they have to have that pain. They have to have that drama. They have to have all of that. And I realized that when I was at one of my happiest places in my life, I stopped writing. I'm like, why am I not writing? I don't have so much to write. I'm so happy, but how come I'm not writing? And I'm like, wait, there's no pain. There's no drama. And so it is in that the evolution begins, because everything is all stirred up. And so when everything is all stirred up, we can be in the eye of the storm. We can see everything. We can feel everything. We can know everything. And then once everything is settled, we become in the space of observance, neutral observance. And we was like, yeah, I've been there, I've done that. Okay. And so it's like that energy of like, there's no judgment, there's no angst, there's none of that stuff, because it's like, yeah.
Yeah, got this. On to the next one. Some of my, if I'm going to look back in terms of my plant medicine experiences, some of my most beautiful singing has come amongst some of my most difficult ceremonies. There's so much emotion to be poured into this song in that moment, right? And like when it's like, I'm just like screwing around, right? But when I'm
now you're teasing me.
I'll sing you. We're gonna get you up to New Hampshire. My favorite Icaro is about the Virgin Mary, so we'll bust that one out on you.
Oh wow. Yeah, see, the thing is, I have yet to really learn the Icaro song, because one, I really can't sing. I'm not a singer.
I don't believe it.
No, I can sing You Are My Sunshine, but that's about it.
Love that song. Oh, my mom sang that song to me growing up my whole life. I love that
song. Yeah, I mean, that's why it's so special for a lot of us. And so, you know, I'm grateful for that song. But yeah, when we are in that space of really understanding the depths and the rides of the energies that we are coming in and moving out of, because you know, last week we had Victoria and Kimberly on, and they talked about, you know, from the 11/11 date until the winter solstice, the 21st. So this time is a very sensitive time for a lot of people, because, you know, now is the time to like really start planting seeds, because everything's already been harvested. So yep. Now we have to till the soil, so to speak, and bring in new fertilization. And so that way, when the seeds are planted, they're going to be fruitful and bountiful. So, you know, every day what I've been doing, I've been listening to an activation and a meditation almost every night before I go to bed. And it's only been about a week, and I'm really starting to see some of the shifts and changes that have been happening, you know. And today, for example, and I kid you not, last night before I went to bed, and I am on many platforms where people can find me, one of which is Edgar Cayce, because I used to be a part of the Edgar Cayce in NYC before it disbanded. So I used to go there volunteer every month. And so one of my...
Know that.
Yeah, I mean, how do you think I got so good? I had volunteered my time at Edgar Cayce Center. I met many, many of my wonderful clients that way, and because I allow myself to be vulnerable, to be of service. So yeah, I volunteer when I can, you know?
Yeah.
But one of the things that I said before I went to bed last night was, I'm happy and grateful that I'm receiving clients from WellSet. I'm happy and that I'm receiving clients from Heal.com. I'm happy and grateful that I'm receiving clients from Maha Rose. I'm happy and grateful that I'm receiving clients from Edgar Cayce Center. And guess what? I got an email like about at 5:55 this evening for a client session for tonight that I have to reschedule for tomorrow. I mean, come on.
At 5:55 too? Like, come on.
Right. Exactly. So this is the universe expressing to me the changes, because if anybody understands the meaning of 5:55, it's to know that changes that you have asked for are coming into your life. Mm-hmm. And so that's what that signifies. And so as we move through this energy, we have to be very mindful and aware of what we put out there, because it's like, what just happened? I didn't ask for that. Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
You just have to be more aware of what we asked for, right?
Yeah, and there's beautiful lessons in that too. If what comes doesn't feel like what you asked for, then I would suggest looking at how you asked, you know? Yeah. What did you actually put out? What was the sensation behind it? Like, did you ask for something? Did you ask for new clients, but you did it in fear, and now you got like, I don't know, clients that are always wishy-washy with making the actual appointment or something, right? Because that was, you got it, but you didn't quite get it.
Exactly. And so it was interesting about all of this too. It's like what my shaman says. He says to me, it's like, just don't ask for a car. Ask for the type of car you want. Ask for the money to pay for the insurance for the car. Ask for the gas money to put in the car. So it's like
Yes.
you have to think about the expansion of layers. You know, even if you ask for your soulmate to come into your life, you know, you ask for them to come into your life, but ask for the type of person you want in your life.
Yeah.
And this person, and you know, maybe a short term, long term, you never know. So when you are in this energy, you have to be very specific about what you ask for. And to address Colette Foster's question, what she's asking here, I mean, it's, you know, I can answer that because it's we're not in the spirit portion of the show, but she's asking, so this energy, is everything amplified?
Yes.
Yeah, it's
Immensely.
very amplified.
Yeah, immensely. Because we had, right, like that 11/11 portal. And then yesterday we had, now we're in eclipse season. We had the lunar eclipse this morning. And then in 2 weeks we have a solar eclipse. And so right now it is just, everything is just. All the intentions, all the work that you can do, your meditations are amplified. So I love what you were pointing out too, and be very specific because
Yeah, I mean, I've learned that the hard way. I mean, you can be
Oh,
very generic. You can
I
be
learned that
very
lesson
generic.
big
But
time the hard way this year. I got it.
yeah.
I just wasn't specific enough. So
Yeah, I mean, and this is, you know, one of the things that I talk about and teach about is the law of vibration, because people often talk about the law of attraction, right?
yeah.
But people don't talk about the law of vibration. And the law of attraction comes out of the law of vibration.
Yeah.
And that's one thing I wanted to make people understand, not make people, I can't make you do anything. But one thing that I would like to it to be clear and understand is that, you know, in the law of vibration, it says that nothing, everything moves, nothing rests. We are all but a vibration. And it has been scientifically proven that you and I, every person here is of pure positive energy. But why is it that we can see some energies and can't see others? It's because the energy and the vibration, the atoms, the molecules, all of that is vibrating so slow, they're much denser. So this is how we can, you know, connect and feel and touch and use our five senses to be in this three-dimensional space-time energy. And the energy, such as when we say, I appreciate this, or I'm grateful for this, or I love this, or whatever it is the math, the formula of your thoughts plus your emotions plus your words, whether written or spoken, equals the manifestation. So when you have the thought, you have the energy, putting it out there, these waves, this vibrational energy you put out there, it helps you to become into more alignment with what you want. And so the emotional content on the spectrum of fear to love, the more you love the idea, the more you appreciate the idea, the more it's going to come to you, and the faster it's going to come. And if you're on the lower end of the fear, it's the denser, harsher, more reality of less of what you want. So when I say what I say, I'm not saying it because I teach it. I also live it. I mean, I live what I teach. You know, I know you do the same, Megan.
Oh my goodness, absolutely. And I've literally just tested it out with obtaining this opportunity at Pachamama because, like, what was it, 2.5 weeks ago? I was in Jacksonville watching Becky's house while she was in Mexico and starting to read this book that was talking all about matching what you want to see come into your life. You have to also not only visualize what you want to see happen, you have to visualize and feel how you'll feel when you get it. And that's how
Yes.
we access the quantum realm, which is science, it's quantum physics. And so, you know, I've known that it was becoming time for a job to come back into my life, you know? And it would be really easy for me to go back to bartending or waitressing, which I kind of got pushed out of by COVID because I'm really good at it and because I have a network of people in Pittsburgh that like would make that very easy, but like that's not who I am anymore or where I want to be. And so I started being like, wow, what I would really love is something that's helping people, something that's involving plant medicine. Yeah. How will I feel? Okay. Yeah. And I would lay in bed and I would envision like what it will feel like, how I feel when I do get to help people, like in my combo practice, except for like in a different way. And then like a week and a half, this thing just falls out of the sky. Like, hey, okay, cool. Come to New Hampshire this weekend. Let's see how it goes. Great. You're in. Like, sweet. So it's
awesome.
Aligning properly, it moves very quickly as well.
Yeah. I mean, heck, and honestly, so we're just speaking truth to you guys. So last week, I kid you not, I just put together the light body activation class last week. It was like so last minute. And so it was about a week out. I'm like, who's going to book a class a week out? Nobody. I mean, who does this, right? You got to have at least, you know, a month out and prepare. And it's like, no, do it now. And I'm like, okay. So a week out, I put this class together and my class was 70% full.
So I want to do it. What time is it at tomorrow?
So tomorrow my light body activation is at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 p.m. 10 a.m. Pacific. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, I did get a message from you today. I think I'm gonna do it.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Well, it would be amazing to have you there.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I know that like our interactions are still sort of in their infancy, but man, it's always so amazing and I really love your work and like obviously you're about it and that's something I've been really, has been really a lesson I've had to learn over the past year too, is like, make sure you're walking with folks who are also walking their talks.
Yeah. You know, and I think there's, thank you first of all for that. And, you know, I find it very, empowering in a sense that, you know, I said this earlier, you know, consider myself a master teacher and a student. And I'm learning this just like with everyone else here. I mean, just because I'm here doesn't mean that I'm not here. I mean, I'm learning it, you know, along with you, Megan, and with everyone who's watching, I'm learning it along with my clients. I may be, you know, a step ahead of some and five steps ahead of other people, but I'm still here. I'm in the trenches with you guys. I mean, heck, I wouldn't be here if I wouldn't be. I'm not like sitting up in my ivory palace, you know, with my gold chalice, drinking, you know, crystal water and all this other fancy, smashy stuff, you know? I mean, yeah, at some point I want to get there, but right now I'm having a lot of fun just being here, enjoying everyone and interacting because we grow together.
Yeah. And even when you're up there sipping your knowledge juice, you'll still be learning. You'll still be learning, right? Like that aspect never stops.
Ever. Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. I mean, heck, even when I'm asleep, I'm still learning. I'm going to school in my sleep.
Dude, as my experience has sort of, you know, as I'm walking along this path, like the astral plane has really opened up, which is great. But sometimes I wake up and I'm like, oh, man, like I am exhausted. Like, what was I doing? You know, like it wasn't very restful in there, was it? I've been working, huh?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And speaking of astral plane, I think it's time for us to get to Jermaine's question and move into asking your spirit question. So you guys, you know the time. If you guys have any questions, you're more than welcome to ask your questions now as we prepare to connect with Jermaine, who was hot on the list. He was on it tonight. Uh-huh. If you have cards, Megan, and then maybe I'll tune in. We'll see whatever pops in. But Jermaine is asking, my sister planning to move back to Washington, D.C. with her four kids from North Carolina, where they're staying with my parents, but their relationship went bad, blah, blah, blah. I just want to know if... So Jermaine, what I got... was a no, at least not yet, that now is not the time for her to be moving if she's looking to move immediately. What I'm feeling is that she should wait lease until springtime. I'm hearing spring or summer, only because there would be more, it would be easier for her, and I feel there's other opportunities that will open up for her if she waits, as opposed to try to rush and move through this transition right now, because not only with all the energies, but with everything else that's going on, that's happening. So wait until spring or summer for that transition. What do you have, Megan?
I agree. So there is the Five of Swords, which is, he's a trickster. So you can see like two figures are moving away, and now this guy's got way more swords than he can do with. He's known as the trickster. But then you also have the Nine of Cups and the Strength card. So I agree with Hillis, right? Like, not yet. I do think it will be good for her to move eventually, but at the moment, I would say wait probably through the winter to make that happen.
Yeah. See, you know what I love about this, about us doing this, is the fact that, you know, and it happens more often than not, you know, we're on two different, you know, we're on the East Coast, but, you know, you're all the way up in Pennsylvania, I'm all the way down in Florida. And this is just how spirit talks and spirit moves. It's like, okay, you want confirmation or something? I'll give you confirmation. I'll send the same message to two different people.
And in different ways, right? Like yours is intuitively. To me, I really like the cards. The cards resonate and tend to hit for me. So that's beautiful. I love how spirit, you're so funny.
Yeah, exactly. I hope that you receive that, Jermaine, and I wish you and your sister and your family the best of luck and best of health.
Absolutely.
And for Colette, my dear, I'm looking for a transition to the not-for-profit or diversity, equity and inclusion field. I am a lawyer who does not lawyer anymore. So she wants to know any like good directions. You know what, Colette, this is interesting because I feel that you like some of the lawyering aspects, but not all the work that comes with it. I feel that there's like this assertive energy in you, and not controlling, but more of an assertive presence. And so what I feel is that not-for-profit sector will be good for you because you can really help those who aren't really able to navigate that path of a nonprofit. So I feel instead of more like a nonprofit, more like a consultant type figure for nonprofits to assist in the transition, or to get grants, or to smooth out business operations. It's more of that capacity, because I feel like this level of freedom that you want, so that level of freedom of being a consultant will help with that, in getting you what you desire out of that. Megan, what do you have?
Okay, so first card, Ten of Swords.
I love that card.
Yes, it is a great card in terms of, right, like swords are air, which is our mental realm, logic, thought processes, programming, belief systems. And so there is something coming to a completion in some way that you're viewing all of this, right, which is probably why it's like looking to move out of it. Next card is the Three of Cups, which is a celebration. So that is a great idea. I do think that you will find something in the field you want that allows you to have a celebration about it. There may be an aspect. The next one, Page of Wands. So wands are fire, movement, the implementation of creative ideas, right? Because swords are the idea in your mind, and then wands are the implementation of the idea. The page is the first card that you have in the court card, right? So not a knight and a queen and a king yet. It's like he's the development. He's the starting point of that. So there may be something that allows you to tap into something that you enjoy creatively, or that allows you to start to explore creatively within that nonprofit or diversity. Look for something that makes you feel like a kid. right? Like that makes you have that childlike excitement. You'll feel it when it comes, because like the Fool card, like people like to look at the Fool. It's an amazing card, but some folks are like, oh my God, look, this idiot's at the end of this cliff, right? But also we were just talking about the Fool standing at the edge of the cliff in gratitude. So maybe there's a connection there in using that calling out into the universe what you want. But he's carefree. He's following the breadcrumbs. He's letting spirit take him, and he's traveling lightly with his bindle and his dog, just letting it go. And so don't be too attached to the usual, the usuals as well. And when something comes along that gives you that feeling also of creativity and lightheartedness and childlike, like, all right, I'm in this, I'm excited, you'll know it's that move.
Beautiful. Thank you so much for that, Megan. Yay. So next we have Miss Indigo. Welcome. So for approximately 40 years, had the same dream, which would occur every several months. 2 years ago, I started having the continuation of that dream, and it's very galactic. It feels something's coming to pass. So, Indigo, so what's interesting about this, as soon as I read that, the word collective came to me. And what I feel for you is that, from you rather, is that you are tuned into the collective consciousness when this happens. And so it is mostly the collective consciousness for your area, your region, that part of the world. And so, yeah, something is coming to pass soon, but it's, okay. It's also more so because you're also the herald, or heralding in this energy, like the energy is flowing through you, but and then you're passing it on, allowing others to receive it, which is very commendable of you to choose to take this role, to be the herald of this energy, as some of us are, but it's seldom that I use this word when discussing or talking about this with anyone. So know that this is very important in this role for you to herald in this energy. There's only a handful of us that are heralds of this new earth energy that's coming in. So allow yourself to rest when you need to. Don't force or push anything. Just allow it to be. And everything will be okay. don't overdo it, but just allow and all will be well.
Okay, so first card is the moon. Ooh. This is card of Pisces, card of water, card of the emotions. So this dream is coming from something tied to your emotional realm. The next card is the Emperor. So off the bat, you have two major arcana cards, which gives this dream definitely potency. But the Emperor is a card of Aries. You see, he has the rams on his throne. He also wears this red shroud, which is Aries is a fire sign. Aries is the first sign of the zodiac. And so they call it like the baby, in that like there's this creation that comes from Aries. And then the third card is the Six of Swords. And so like, remember the swords being mindsets and programming and thought processes. And if you look at the imagery on the card, it's kind of like a family, and they're moving away from something. So I feel like this dream is trying to, via something you're feeling in your emotions, create a space for you to move away from some kind of limiting thought process that exists underneath all of it.
Yeah, exactly. Which is Indigo, which has been your theme with us since you've been watching us from the beginning. So yes, allow the energy to move and to flow, and allow the energy that you that's coming in and trust that space. So yeah.
Every once in a while also, like, I like to tune into the card that's on the bottom, and for some reason I just did that. This card is the Empress. I don't know if you do any spiritual baths, Indigo, but for when I looked at her, that was the first thing I saw, was a spiritual bath. Whether that be that you need more clarity on on what's happening on her dress is pomegranates. So if you can get a pomegranate, crack it open, throw some chamomile and some pomegranates, and if you have any other plants that you particularly like, make like a strong tea out of them, and then either take a bath with that tea poured into the actual bath, or if you don't do baths, just make it warm and pour it over your body. And if you're having any issues with sort of unfolding the underlying truth of the dream, I think that will help.
Yeah. Oh, wow. That's awesome. I love that, Megan. Thank you.
Welcome.
I'm going to have to take one of those spirit baths myself.
Dude, I was angry this morning. I was in a spirit. I was in a bath. I was immediately like, okay, I'm going to have cacao. I'm going to get in this bath. Like, this is what I need. Just like throwing plants in it. Like, let's clear this.
Yeah, I thought salt baths were good, but heck, I'm going to have to take it up a step.
There was both. Yeah, I had Epsom salt and I had a bunch of other plants. Awesome. I needed the oomph.
I love that. Oh, wow. My ears just went whoop.
Whoop. Spirit was like, yeah, you need a bath.
Yeah. Very high pitch. And so, Lisa, my dear, thank you for tuning in tonight. I would love to have a message in the moment of surrendering and trying to let the universe guide me. Oh. Sorry, my ears are just really, really high pitched right now. They haven't been that high pitched in a long time.
It's overwhelming when they come in that high.
I'm sorry?
It's overwhelming when they come in that high.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's actually a little challenging to focus right now. I'm not sure if this is for Lisa or if it's for Indigo, or who this, it might be for me or it might be for you. I don't know, but we'll see. And if you have anything, Megan, you can go first, because I'm just trying to tune in. Because this is,
ooh. All right, Ten of Swords is the first one out again. So again, some kind of completion in the mind, thoughts, some sort of surrendering, something to be let go in the way you're viewing, the world, the way you're viewing, whether it be surrendering or letting go. You are reaching a completion in some sort of cycle with that. Next card is the Wheel of Fortune, which is a card of karma, the card of balance. It is this energy of everything being as it's supposed to be. You have the representatives of the fixed signs around the corners of it. It's just like a super spirit. Like, you can look, you have the Sphinx. You have the cosmic snake over here. So this surrendering is in karmic alignment, but there is like a balancing act that you're doing. I don't know if there's something work related or money related or surrendering in terms of that space, but pentacles are generally our career, our work, money, also earth. So maybe also trying, oh, it's winter, but trying to connect with earth in some way, even if it's like putting your heavy North Face on and going to get out in some nature, might be helpful in helping you to balance the energies of these two previous cards. And then the last one is the Nine of Wands. So this guy's a little beat up. If you look, he's got his bandage on his head. I don't know if you have previously been doing a lot, or you have been quite busy, or there has been a lot of like go, but you are on the right path in terms of surrendering. Rest more, try to release the clutches of trying to do this like cosmic balancing game, and just know that you have a sturdy wall of fire behind you in that endeavor. And He's a little bumped up, but he's totally healthy and in one piece. So, and all of the wands, if you look as well, see if we can get a little closer. They're all sprouting. They all have their little plants coming off of them. And so nines are also getting close to that 10, right? So a culmination in trying to do too much.
Yeah. And you know, I just want to confirm that. And so this is the oddest thing. This has not happened before, not even with Rebecca. So as you were speaking, I could almost hear all the words before you said them.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, Lisa, just take that as double confirmation, because everything about the life work balance and you pushing too hard and doing too much, it's all out of balance. So, yeah, just a reiteration of just bringing things back into balance for that, and to rest when you need to, because that is what it is. It's what you need for yourself right now. So, whatever, everything Megan said, double check with that.
Interesting how, like, you had this frequency come off and it, like, did mess with your, not mess with, but it attuned your hearing in some way.
Yeah, well, it was the telepathic, because even there's the link that the two of us have, you know, doing the show. And it was the strangest thing. I mean, it was super high. And I feel like, and then energized. And so it's like this little ebbing, like this mini roller coaster. And so as you were speaking, almost everywhere, maybe about a good 70% of what you said, I knew before you was going to say it.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That reminds me of I was in this ceremony once. And it was weird. I kept looking at people and being like, you don't understand. I could see time, because like I would go to move my hand, but I could see this like before I moved it. Like it was interesting. It was weird.
Yeah, exactly.
And they were like, yeah, all right, cool. I bet you can, man.
Yeah. And so I think that's it for the questions. Just double checking here. But Lisa just asked if it was, I saw an earth angel today and I felt the noise, might that be it? No, Lisa, no, that, trust me, that was no, not that. This was something else totally different. I can't even put a finger on it yet, because I've yet to experience this in this lifetime. So what just happened was totally new for me. I mean, it's different when someone's telepathic and sending you messages, but it's different when you can see, or not see, but hear the energy. And I say hear the energy because the words are energy. So when you hear the energy and then able to articulate it in that frequency or that vibration as it's being directed or put out, because one of the things that I've learned in this journey is that everything has already happened.
Yep. Quantum physics says that, right? Like past, present, and future are constantly existing at the same time on different planes and dimensions.
Yeah, everything has already happened. And indigo is like, I think you picked that up for me. I felt the same thing as the time you mentioned that. Well, maybe, like I said, at the time when I expressed it, you know, I don't know if it was Lisa or you, Indigo, if it was Megan, but maybe it was a combination of everything, of those energies that really allowed for that time, space, reality. For this then time, space, reality to converge, to really understand the power of the abilities that we really innately hold. So, yeah.
I think spirit just gave you a little bit of a gift, because I asked, like, all right, what was just going on there? And so first card, Nine of Swords. Second card, Empress, Divine Feminine. Third card, Four of Cups, right? So spirit gave you a mental upgrade of some sort of Divine Feminine energy, gifting you a new ability, a new cup.
And you know what's so funny? I was going to ask this, but I still may ask when the show is over. I was going to ask for a reading from you, but
I would love to do, like, we can definitely, I would be honored to do a more in-depth reading. I definitely do. Like, I'll bring a lot of cards. I have, like, the Rider-Waite deck. I have my cosmic tarot. I have my little oracle decks. And it gets to be, like, this huge spread The card on the bottom as well, just because I do think it's applicable, is the magician.
Oh. So,
there's a new tool in the toolbox.
Yeah, I like that. I like that you do that. That's thank you. Thank you, Spirit. Thank you, Megan, for this divine message. And as we move through these questions and this new energy shifts, I ask everyone, if you're still watching and still in this space of peace, and as this high energy is moving forward, it's time for the tune-up, Megan.
Are you doing the tune-up?
Yeah, I'm gonna. I am going to do the tune-up, and so just hide that message. I don't know how that happened.
I was gonna say, I don't think I can hit the notes that Becky can.
No, I don't do a. See, this is the beauty of what we do. We all do our things in different ways, and so what I'm going to do, a meditation. I'm not sure what it's going to be yet.
Cool.
But it's going to be a quick guided meditation.
Yes.
For us to really adjust to these energies and frequencies that are emerging on the planet now, to assist us, to guide us, to help us, to hold us, to support us in whatever way that we are needed. So everyone, if wherever you are, whatever you're doing, unless you're driving, operating any heavy machinery like a forklift, which I don't think most of you are, stop. And just allow yourself to relax. Take a nice big deep breath in and close your eyes. As you allow yourself to relax, feel the breath of life, the life force energy flowing through your body. Allowing the energies of this space-time energy to flow through you as this life force energy passes through the heart as we are prepared to ascend to this safe and sacred space. And as we allow ourselves to enter into this newly created sacred space, we allow our souls to emerge to connect with us. And whatever it is that you see in this space, whether there is a simple shape, a color, a combination of the two, your appearance as it is now, just know and understand that this is your soul connecting and communing with you, allowing you, teaching you, guiding you, holding your hand. And as you connect with yourself, your higher self, your true self, it provides you with the message, with the love, with an understanding of who you are, allowing you to feel into this energy of your heart, of this mind-body connection. And as you embrace your soul and your soul embraces you, you begin to see and feel this golden crystalline light of energy, this light of strength, this light of wisdom, this light of courage. Allowing you to feel the presence, the embodiment of all that there is, of this moment, the now, the ever now, the everlasting now, providing with the support to access your personal divine blueprint of mastery. Allowing this beautiful golden light to expand, surrounding you, allowing you to be in this diamond-shaped cocoon energy. Allowing you to feel the love, the support, the wisdom, the knowledge of your purpose, the guidance, the assistance, the love that you have asked for. Bringing all energies into divine balance and harmony. Allowing your new life path to emerge. Allowing the energies to be open and to become in sync with your heart, with your mind, with the energy systems, with your auric field, your chakras, your meridian system, your nervous system, your mind, the neurons, neuron pathways of the mind and heart, allowing communication to be open and free, allowing you to strengthen your muscles, strengthen your skeletal structure as this golden light energy pierces the body, piercing into the cell, the DNA, the RNA, the telomeres, the stem cells, all aspects of you. Of being open to what you have asked for in this moment for yourself, this gift unto self. And allowing this beautiful golden crystalline light to live in your heart, to live in your solar plexus for you to access at your will, at your desire, at your divinity. Bringing the energy into harmony of self. And just allow yourself to take in a nice big deep breath wherever you are. And if you want to, you can stretch, open the energies, open your heart, open your mind, and take in a nice big deep breath. And allow yourself to gently open your eyes wherever you are. You are here. You are now. You are present.
Ooh.
Who's feeling good after that one?
Man, I'm feeling real buzzy.
I love it. I love it. I love it.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're welcome. And thank you, everyone. Thank you, Megan, for co-hosting with me tonight. I appreciate you. I appreciate it so much. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in this week to get your tune up. Because it wouldn't be Friday night without the tune up, right?
Nope. Thanks for doing your work in that, because as we all do the individual, right, like that ripple spread. So,
Oh, thank you, Indigo. And to everyone, be sure. Now, if you haven't signed up, you can, there's still time to sign up to the light body activation for tomorrow, which is at 1 p.m. Eastern time. You guys can, what you had tonight was just a little taste of what I can do. And so.
I'm going into Instagram right now on my laptop to like go to that message. I'm like, let me go sign up for that now.
And if you want to work with me one-on-one, you know how to get a hold of me. Visit me through my website or just message me at hillis@hillispew.com or cosmicinsightradio@gmail.com. You guys know. Until next week, everyone, happy Thanksgiving and have an awesome week ahead.
Happy Thanksgiving, y'all.